When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu and Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Featuring Abel Morrison as Mathon.
How can you be a bard? You're the ugliest creature alive.
Seth Morrison as Tim.
All right, gents, stick to the shadows. Stay close to the trees. Climb them if you have to.
Donovan Ballard as Drandy Savage.
Let's just say I wanted to go for a midnight stroll with my cat.
Peter Morrison as Glenn Guglia.
Perhaps they're in need of some entertainment.
Sam Morrison as Major Baker's Cat.
Well, my name is Major Baker's Cat. Meow.
And I'm your Dungeon Master, Alex Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your acid arrow. Let's find some hot MILFs in your area.
As you're looking at the inn, there is some lightning that strikes a little bit of thunder. With that flash of lightning, you guys get another quick flash of vision of that other place for just a second. Strange sky, huge structures all stretching up to the sky, almost scraping the sky. The thing overhead, suddenly something zips past you. It's huge, large, and blink of an eye and it's gone. Again, roaring as it moves past. And then it's gone. You're back. The vision's gone.
Do we have any idea what it is? Can we roll perception or anything?
You could roll a skill. What would you like to roll for it? Some Yogg-Sothothery?
I don't have Yogg-Sothothery.
I got Yogg-Soth.
Roll some Sothothery.
Roll some Yogg-Sothothery.
There we go. I got Yogg-Soth.
How about animal handling?
So... 4 plus 2 is 6.
Tim, you suck.
6.
That was the worst roll ever. We should have had team roll.
Yeah, Tim crushes everything.
Yeah, does Tim got any
if he's good
off.
At it or not.
Tim's the new Donovan of the group.
That's another thing, too, also. You haven't seen any animals since you've been here.
Except for the cat.
Except for the cat.
Except for the free and all.
Maybe that's why...
I am not an animal.
Maybe that's why Tarek...
Oh, yeah.
Tarek Cobb was so pleased to see this... beautiful cat.
Who isn't? Look at me.
It doesn't ring like it. You're just confused. Again, you get just this sense of unease with it.
Do we have any dread?
Not quite dread.
Just to check, we all saw the same thing, right?
I did.
I just saw a flash of a giant creature in the sky. Did you guys see the same thing?
I did.
Yeah, I saw Cthulhu himself.
What's Cthulhu?
It's this big freaking tentacle bastard that flies in the air.
Does he sing?
Oh, yeah, you want to hear a song?
I would love to.
Walk. Cthulhu.
All day long.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to take your soul. I'm going to eat it up. Gonna shake.
Can
it
you
up.
Take me?
Okay, all right.
That first one wasn't so great, but that second one, it really transported me.
It's a real
me.
Banger where
it
I'm
is
from.
A real banger.
Okay. Simeon.
That's Drandy Savage.
Yes, that is your name.
Hell yeah, it is, brother.
Your name is not Dr. Simeon. Drandy Savage.
This is Dr. Simeon. How you doing?
What are you doing? You wanted to go in the shop?
Yeah, well, okay. We got that general store. What they got in there?
So, all right, so Drandy Savage walks over and he heads over to the shop. It does look like it's still open.
I would like to go as well.
And then Tallahassee Tim is going. is heading over to the inn. So he goes walking over to the Stoneway Inn.
Wait, are you going to the inn or are you going to the general store?
Oh, the general store. With
he's going to
oh,
the
you're both
store.
Going to
yeah.
the store.
I'd like to go to the inn and see if I can bargain for our lodgings with my voice.
Okay.
I'll go with you, you ugly freak. Maybe I can pacify them. Go procure some lodgings, yeah.
You ugly freak.
I'm offended, but that was a great zinger. I'm going to write that down for later.
Meow.
Ugly freak.
Do I have a cloak? Can I put a cloak on so I can kind of hide
well,
my
no,
appearance?
You don't actually.
You gotta cover that
there's
thong,
a there's
brother.
A shop?
I shall go into the shop to buy a cloak.
You are huge.
Yes.
My thong, go with them.
Okay. Alright, so you guys head over to the shop. Open it up. You push open the door. There's a little bell. Ding, 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 ding. That this apparently is universal across all worlds and eras.
The cat,
versus,
the cat runs over after them.
I start pawing at it.
Oh, man.
You're on your own, ghoul.
All right, so you open the door, and it is a general store, shelves, lining the walls, a couple shelves in the middle. You see the counter along the back wall, and then a door leading into a back room. There's a man behind the counter. He's stocking some things on the shelves behind him.
How you doing, brother?
How you doing there? Good to see you. What can I do you for?
I need to buy some stuff. What do you got for me?
Well, what you see around you, just general goods here. We got some foods. Supplies. We got tools of various kinds. Basically, in this shop, you'd find in the player's handbook most of the basic equipment in here. So you could find rope, packs, rations, some food, candles, lamps, lantern, oil, things like that. You know, picks, shovels. There's a lot of basic equipment and stuff that's in there. That's readily visible.
Is there anything around about that looks more valuable?
There's some stuff behind the counter that looks like it could be. There's a nice shiny cloak back there.
How large?
Did you go in the shop with them?
Yes.
Oh, what is that?
Yes.
What a dude! Look out!
Hello, shopkeeper.
A paladin, get him.
The name is Mathon.
No, it's good. It's my boy, Mythong.
No, that's a bugbear.
Shopkeep, the name is
Nothing
Mathon.
Good comes.
I am friendly.
I never heard one speak before.
Mythong. Yeah.
I am in search of a cloak. Is there something that would fit my size or even...
Oh, man. Oh, okay. All right.
I'll just give it to
him. No, lucky for you, these guys came through earlier with a wheelbarrow and a big cloak and they pulled some sort of Dread Pirate Roberts thing on the palace, and so they left this huge cloak
there
here.
There will be no survival.
So I actually do have one. They burned it a little bit, but it's actually still might do okay for
yes,
you.
I'll take it. How
is
much?
It, is there any way for me to use these gents as a distraction and sort of sneak about and look for valuables?
Yes.
Why are you trying to steal stuff?
Because I'm a thief.
So that's playing D&D for the first time, and that's what you do?
Is steal stuff?
Yeah.
Well.
He's a rogue.
I guess scratch that idea. If this is a rookie mistake, then I immediately leave the shop.
No, you can... They, like, he is... helping these guys. He's trying to get this cloak ready. And I'm trying to find what a cloak would cost. Clothes, traveler's clothes, probably. So, let's say 2 gold pieces.
2 seems rather high. It's not like you have a lot of people in town to buy. Is there any way you'd take...
Well, I don't know what you're talking about there, El.
No. We talked to the sheriff, and he said that you have almost no travelers coming through town because of the hard times.
We're doing great. Why don't you roll a persuasion?
Tell him that if he doesn't give it to you, you'll eat him.
All right, so he is distracted. If you want to make a...
Well, I don't want to anymore. It's clearly a stupid idea.
It's not a stupid idea.
Yes, I rolled a 4. -1 persuasion.
Well, I, just like you said, business,
2 gold pieces.
Business has been a little slow, so I can't really afford to let these things go for cheaper than what they're worth.
I give him the 2 gold.
All right. So there's an exchange going on. Do you want to sneak? Like, do you see something? Do you want to look around, see if something looks more valuable? There's some stuff behind the counter. You'd have to get behind the counter somehow, or maybe reach over stealthily to try and snatch something. There are some bottles that look like maybe in some, you know.
I think maybe them bottles would look perfect for Dom Dream God.
Yeah, so they are like nicer quality. There is a reddish liquid in them that has a bit of a sheen.
So question,
I don't know. Go ahead.
No, go for it. You're stealing some stuff?
I'm not sure. I'm at conflict with myself.
Well, I was gonna talk to this guy here. What's your name, sir?
My name's Alum Rowe. Owner of this fine establishment here.
Alum, I'm Drandy Savage.
Oh, pleasure.
Yeah, so I need some information, but it doesn't come without me giving you something in return.
Well, I am a man of monetary exchange, so...
Well, mine are more of services. I am a paladin, and if you name it to, I'll beat the shit out of anybody you name it to whenever you need it done. Now listen here, brother. Do you know Sheriff Cobb?
Yeah, I do.
Seems like a good guy. Well, he was mentioning at nighttime that no one's outside. Do you have any idea why that is?
I want you to roll an insight check when you say that. So, got Seth, it. If you want to make a sleight of hand check, he's you'll have to roll somewhat high, like waiting for the right moment when it looks like you're clear. But if you roll high enough, then, you know, you might have to roll somewhat high because he's not like... He's also behind the counter as you're kind of having this exchange here. So it would have to be like a pretty quick thing right when he's not really looking.
So you said insight, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all so right. I got a 13. Nailed
cool.
it.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, that'll do. So he... so you notice when you say that, he does look somewhat alarmed, you know, like you can tell that what you said like affected him.
Sheriff told you that, huh? Well, he's not wrong, all right? So, and did he, are you, I'm hoping you're passing through real quick, but he looks out the window, seeing how late it's getting. He's like, do you fellas have a place to stay?
Yeah, we got a ghoul trying to get us some lodgings. That ugly bastard. see if he can get us anything.
It sounds like there's a story there for you, but, whoa.
There is.
But look, you...
hear him singing across the way.
Please let us stay.
Look, if I could get out of here, I would, but I'm mortgaged up to my eyeballs.
You got mortgages, huh? What's the percentage or what's the rate on that?
That's terrible. I got bad credit, right? It's. I don't want to talk about it. I made some bad decisions when I was young. Got student loans. Look, if you got a place to stay, go get in it and don't come out again until...
But why not?
Maybe get out as soon as you can in the morning.
Let's just say I wanted to go for a midnight stroll with my cat.
He looks immediately freaked out when you say that. And he's like, no.
No, 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 no. Look, you get in before it gets dark and don't go back out again. Stay close to a fire.
But why?
Look, bad things. People have been going missing, and we don't know where, and we're not finding any remains or anything, and I haven't seen people leave. They just up and vanish.
So they leave at night time, and then they up and vanish?
I heard screams in the night.
Yeah? You
screams
seen anything?
In the night, and been outside a time or two, and there's this cold sense comes over you, and it's like there's something there, and it's reaching for you. And it's cold, and almost like it's reaching inside you, and I don't know, it's bad. I don't know what it is, but there's something bad.
Hmm. What do you think, Tim?
Oh. You look over. Tim's got his hand across the counter.
Tim, you got where you needed it. Hurry up, buddy.
Tim, did you want a sleight of hand roll on that?
Well, I rolled a 2. Ooh. So.
So that really did happen. Tim?
How much for this?
I'm thinking that maybe I got myself in a predicament. So maybe I should roll.
You do have your inspiration.
Yeah.
You re-roll it.
I was going to say, maybe I should re-roll that.
Well, I didn't actually say Tim's name. I forgot that he was
stealing stuff.
Yeah. But as a paladin, I cannot let this pass.
All right. So, oh, crap. It's only an 8.
8 plus what?
5.
Minus 5.
13.
No, it's a plus 5. So he's 13.
Okay, I will roll a perception check opposed.
Can I roll my stealth instead and get a plus 7?
You cannot. I'm sorry. Alright, so you're just reaching across the counter.
That'll get this little thingy right upon.
Something I can help you there with, sir.
I really like this red potion here thingy that you got here.
Yeah.
How much is this? How much for this thing?
Looks like maybe you are a little too interested in it there.
Yeah, I was going to steal it. Do I get any bonus points for honesty?
Did you really say that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not supposed to reach over here?
If you want something, I can get it for you. I can hand it to you if you want to take a look. But the things back here, I'd prefer you keep your hands to yourself, there, Mister.
All right. Well, how much for this thing here?
Oh, that is a bit of a fine wear there. It's a potion of healing. You heard of it?
Have I heard of it?
But they ain't cheap around here. You know, they're hard to come by. So it was 50 gold piece for one of them.
Well, that's a little bit more than I have.
Well, if you can't quite afford it, man, you know, maybe earn some more, come back.
Is there any, like, clay pots around here we can break and,
They're only full of rupees. I don't take rupees. That's where I keep them all.
No,
clay pots.
What if I slice some bushes?
Rupees also. And some hearts.
Alright, well, I ain't got that amount of gold, so I'll just come back later and slice your throat.
Hey, what? Sorry?
Just kidding.
I'll keep this locked up back here in my case.
Alright.
What other potions you got there?
Well, thank you, sir.
John?
What?
That's your name, right? It's John, isn't it?
No, it's Alum.
But close enough.
That's all I got as far as potions go. I mean, we got general supplies here if you need anything else.
Well, your information.
Look, if things are getting late, I gotta start closing up shop, okay? So, if you're going to that inn, I'd recommend you get over there and, like I said, don't come out. Don't come out again. And maybe don't come back to this shop.
Are you talking to me, brother?
Thanks, Alum, for the cloak.
All right.
Be seeing ya.
Sure, maybe. Maybe.
Possibly.
Or maybe head out first thing in the morning.
First, possibly. We'll see. I head out.
I gotta lock up.
Yeah. I'll head over to the inn.
Alright, so you guys head out. He follows close behind you as you guys are walking over. You hear the door shut somewhat loudly behind you, just as you barely clear it. You hear it lock behind you.
Innkeeper, do you have any spare rooms available for a travelling troop of five?
Oh, just... You are actually just into... Oh, what is...
Do not be scared by my appearance.
He makes a very disturbing sound when he sleeps. Do not be alarmed.
He is fine.
No, it's fine. Just deviated a ghoul and a talking cat. Not...
Meow.
Not exactly what I expected.
We make a great comedy team.
I prance around upon the desk.
You know, I was thinking counter. That exact thing was probably the case. Is that what you are? A traveling comedy duo?
I do have a trombone with me.
Is it rusty?
It's very rusty.
Yes, we do a comedy act. We also do a musical variety show, if you will.
I see you have a lute
I do.
With you.
Excellent. Might we procure some lodgings where thou are entertained?
As the old adage goes, beggars can't be choosers.
Whoa.
And... as things are a bit with the way they are at the moment, I happen to have many more vacancies than I would like in my establishment. So, yes, you are a bit of an odd couple, as they say, but I could definitely put you up for the night.
Great. Could we play or entertain for the...
Oh, of course, entertain all my many guests.
Exactly.
As he gestures at his completely empty tavern.
But it would make you very happy, and you can't put a price on happiness. The cat has several wet cat jokes that are hilarious.
I do, and they are quite bangers.
Though I do not doubt that your jokes are, in fact, bangers. But, bangers don't pay the bills, as the saying goes, and... Daddy needs food.
Well, how much
Daddy,
for...
Huh?
How much for
two
rooms?
How much for two rooms,
as you
Daddy?
Just stated, you are kind of hard up for lodgers, so, I mean, you probably can't drive a very high price. I give him my most winning smile.
Slightly less horrifying. I can't remember what lodgings are.
We'd be happy to write a ballad, extolling the virtues of the Stone Way Inn.
I will gladly pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Well, now that's a deal there. It is. Is it just the two of you then?
Yeah, there's five of us.
Oh.
Oh, Jinx pickle juice.
Well, you all need a separate room. That sounds probably the best way to go.
No, the cat and I will be lodging together.
I am very small. I do not need my own room.
You just need like a box.
I could sleep in a box if it's got some nice blankets in it. Preferably by a nice warm fire, because I'm rather wet.
So I see. Def, absolutely you are.
The bugbear probably needs his own room. I don't think anyone wants to lodge with Mython.
Bugbear. Okay, this is...
Micron?
I have enough rooms for all of you. Would it be too much to ask for you to pay up front?
How much is a room, good sir?
One gold piece per night.
That's quite expensive for somewhere that's rather dull. I mean, you have no entertainment or other guests. You'll be lucky to get a silver piece from us. No!
The cat drives a hard bargain. He's my agent. That's why I bring him along. He's right. My manager.
Roll a persuasion check.
I prance around the top of the counter as I say this.
Wait, I want to give him...
Oh, I rolled a 16.
Oh, never mind.
Instays are on page 158.
I was going to give him a free
thingy.
What's
the going rate?
So, squalid is 7 copper, poor 1 silver, modest 5 silver, comfortable 8 silver, wealthy 2 gold pieces, and aristocratic... 4 gold pieces.
I'd say this is poor. 1 silver sounds fair.
All right, you drive a hard bargain, cat. I'll give it to you for 5 silver per room.
I'm a cat. I'm a kitty cat. And I dance.
I will expect
five
that performance.
5 silver per room?
Yes.
3 silver. Now. All right, fine. 5 silver. You've got a deal.
If you can, if you'll do that dance.
I'll play the lute.
You've got a deal.
Ooh, dance, cat.
Don't mind if I do.
Roll a performance check.
Oh,
Yes. Who am I? Am I, since I'm playing a company?
You could bardic inspiration.
I rolled a two. I don't know how to dance.
What?
You could assist.
Well, I rolled a two.
He prances right off the counter.
He watches you kind of shimmy back and forth and then fall off the counter.
Ow!
He's all, eh, good enough. Three silver.
Ooh.
Delightful.
Okay, so you exchange coins with the innkeeper, who you notice is actually an elf. First elf you've seen.
Oh, you freaky little elf.
Dude, I speak elvish.
Oh, well, very good then.
Excuse me, elf.
Skibbly-dee,
old man.
He looks back, he's like, shibbly-dee, shibbly-dee.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Which says, oh, you speak elf, cat.
I just spoke friend in elvish.
Yeah. He responded.
Melon.
We ran into the sheriff on our way here, and he told us that people don't stay outside after dark in these here parts. Could you tell us why? Please.
Probably because of all of the terrible murders.
Terrible murders?
Terrible murders.
Could you please?
Tell me about them, please.
Murders left and right every single night. Just.
Could you please elaborate?
Bodies hit the floor.
Ooh.
Are those bodies up for grabs?
Do you let them hit the floor, though?
Do they kill cats or just humanoid-like people?
No. Yes, Sheriff, he does his best, but he's, you know, small-town law enforcement. Not quite heading off the darkness, if you know what I mean. Well, as the sheriff has informed you, as you know, we have had a spot of trouble here in town lately. What's going on? I say murders, I said it jokingly, but also, really, we don't know. Many people have been going missing, there's screams at night, here and there. Going outside, people have experienced some things, almost as if, I don't know. But there's absolutely something untoward going on here in Evanstone.
Have you seen anything out the windows, or do you not look at nighttime?
I try to keep to myself after dark. Windows, shutters closed, blazing fire.
No one goes missing so long as they're inside?
Well, that's kind of the rub, isn't it? Yes, they have.
So what's the point of staying inside?
You know what, cat?
Meow.
If anything, it's the only thing that seems to have worked at all. Seems at least to offer some modicum of protection.
Well, I would like your finest bowl of milk.
Coming right up, cat.
Also, if you happen to have any flesh of the dead.
Well, oh, I do, but I'll have to go down to the basement to retrieve it here for you.
Is that where all the naked people are?
Yes, it is. But, you know.
Hey, Major Cat Bastard.
Oh, you're here now.
You're in the background.
Hi, that's my brother.
Yeah. Yeah, jeez. A cat.
Oh my gosh,
holy cow.
It fits right in.
There's a real cat here meowing in the background.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is about at the point when you guys all enter.
Hello. We have procured lodging for you all. You all owe me one gold piece for your room.
No, that's three. Oh, yes. You owe each of us one gold piece.
Are you two lying? That seems rather high for lodging.
Do I look like someone?
I would like to roll
perception.
No, you owe all of us one gold piece.
Yes.
So three.
Each three gold pieces each.
Sorry, three gold pieces per each of you.
Per each of you.
Each of you.
One for each of us.
Each of us.
Can I tell if they're lying or not?
Oh, look around, dude. This place ain't worth one gold piece.
That's a total of nine.
Can I, like, fight back?
What?
Lie harder?
Roll an insight. You can roll a deception check.
Yes, I want to roll deception.
I rolled a 17.
I rolled a 25, bitch.
Jeez.
You've rolled a 50-11.
Pete's a little bit.
No, I rolled 20, but I've got plus 5 modifier, so...
Ooh, that's a critical success. You are each a less a gold piece.
What?
What did you roll?
I rolled a 20.
You really did
plus 5.
Roll a nat 20. Did roll a nat 20.
All right, here's my gold.
Okay, so as you walk in, they're having this discussion back and forth. He says, oh, I see the rest of your party has arrived.
They yes, this is Bugbear.
As
Mython.
Advertised.
The name is Mython.
Mython.
Barry
Mython.
McConnell.
Just
Barry McConnell. This is, I can't Barry. Remember.
That's
Brand
Reginald America.
Randy Savage.
I'm Randy Savage, brother.
Drandy Savage.
Of course I don't think we caught your name, good innkeeper.
Oh, Shen.
This is Shen.
Shen Farthen.
Do you have red hair?
He does, actually.
You have no soul, do you there,
it's
you ginger?
It's Quoth.
It's like a ginger, though. It's not true red.
Oh, you're not Quoth. You're his doppelganger.
Yeah. It's definitely a very orangey, like, carrot.
Where's Bast?
You have no soul, good sir.
So, come in, make yourselves at home. We do have... Your friends have have procured rooms, lodgings for you for the night. The sun is going down. I would recommend staying in for the duration of the evening. Where do you come from?
Where did you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Over the hill.
Well, you see, none of us remember. We woke up by that big black stone. What can you tell us about the big black stone upon the hill? The sheriff was a little bit iffy about it. Almost made us leave for the night.
I don't know anything about the big black stone upon the hill. I do know the hill is somewhat a taboo place here in town. None of the locals go. I'm not from here originally. I've only been here for a few years.
Where are you from, brother?
Far away.
Let's play the fun game that helps us learn each other.
But I don't go there. It seems to bother most people. I hear it's dangerous. Bad luck and all that.
We all woke up there and...
So you came down from there?
We came, yes.
Where were you before that? Why did you go
I don't know,
there?
But I don't remember being able to speak human language.
Or
before,
elven language.
All I said was, meow. Or Elvis, yes.
I also seem to recall not being so terrifying.
Sorry, it is just so nice to speak the beautiful tongue of the ancients again.
People here seem to be very terrified of me.
It's just they're...
You are rather ugly, yes.
That's no,
not beautiful like a cat.
Not him. It's just their small town bigotry, of course, for you, my lovely ghoulish friend.
But isn't my paisley ascot kind of disarming?
I was disarmed. See, I am currently unarmed.
It's having its effect.
So you don't know where you came from before that? You just woke up upon this hill?
That about sums it up, yes.
So there appears to be maybe some truth to these bad luck rumors about the hill, hmm? You said there was a black stone up there.
It was very black indeed.
Sorry, what's your name again?
Shen. Shen Farthen.
Shenny?
Just Shen.
Shenifer?
Shenifer.
Nope, just Shen.
Listen, Jennifer, like, don't you guys think it's a little weird that John, the general store manager...
That's not his name either. I wasn't even there, and I know that.
What can you tell us about the mayor, Warden Evangard?
Water.
Water.
Nope, Warder.
Water. I knew I had it correct.
I need some water.
Grandy, keep your mouth closed for a minute, please.
The mayor, that is something of another concern. When you ask him that...
Do explain.
He kind of looks... He looks at each of you. He's like, you do seem like a group that can handle themselves.
Indeed.
You are quite large and well-armed.
We can handle ourselves, yes.
You're about to tell us all the mayor's darkest
out
secrets.
Out with it, man.
Roll a persuasion.
Yes, please. Ooh. Persuade. What do I have for persuade? Oh, a +3. Huzzah. Oh, balls. I rolled 6 total.
Yeah, that's what I rolled. I slide another piece of silver across the counter and say, I bat my cat eyebrows at him.
All right, I'll let you roll with advantage with doing that.
All right. Ooh, a 15 that time.
Okay, excellent. Very good. Okay, so he slides it wherever you pulled that silver out of.
You don't want to know.
So he slides it. He's like, oh, all right. Well, he looks around, kind of checks, you know, does the old look around. He goes, all right. So the mayor, look, it seems rather convenient that all this started right around when the mayor left town, as if maybe he knew that something was going to happen. And so he decided he would rather be elsewhere. And look, there are lots of rumors about the mayor and his family that I've been here long enough to hear a few. That part of some, I don't know, strange things that go up on the manor. Other people that have gone missing over the years. And, well, I don't know. It's almost as if the people of this town were being offered up. Does that make sense? Does that sound crazy?
That does sound quite interesting. About how long has the mayor been gone?
It's been about a week.
So before that, things were normal. There weren't people disappearing, other unlucky things. We were told about a boy.
I heard about that also, again, with all the hilltop, terrifying hilltop rumors, but that was years ago, 10 years ago, I think.
Longer, so things have been relatively
I got here.
Normal since then, until the mayor left?
As far as I know, no one else has come down from that place except you. But, and there's always been rumors about, I do not like the mayor. I always thought that he was up to no good. That there are rumors he has some sort of special vault.
Let's go break into his house.
I was just about to say the
strange,
same thing.
Strange rituals.
Yeah. I'll give you a boost.
I just think if anybody knows what was going on here, or if anybody knows how to stop it, it would be whatever he has there.
Well, I think we have our agenda planned out for the morning, boys.
I think we should go
look,
north.
I do not think that wise, Ghoulie. Have you not heard what what Jennifer has been saying to us?
Not Jennifer.
Yes, but
it's
if you recall, Jennifer told us.
Just
lots
Shen.
Of people have gone missing, just even Shen. Indoors. There's no guarantee that if we just go take a quick nap upstairs, but both of us can see very well at nighttime. We can keep everybody else surprised. And sneak in. Do you think it'll be easier to sneak into the mayor's estate at nighttime or during the day?
All right,
you do make a
good point. What do the others in the party think? Bug boy, bug bear,
yeah, Mython,
human.
Yes,
agree
well,
with me.
I think we should go tonight. I also have night vision.
Dark, I already paid for the room.
We can come back and use the rooms.
That's fair.
The rooms will be waiting for you. Recommend you go at night or morning, it's...
Jennifer, would you like to come with us?
Absolutely.
Would you like to show us the way?
Jennifer.
It's just head that direction.
We didn't already see it.
Largest building in town, huge wall around it,
really hard to miss.
Well, are the doors going to be locked if we try to come back tonight?
I will not lock the doors on you. Knock thrice when you arrive.
Not once or twice?
Not once. Three. Nor twice, unless then immediately moving on to thrice.
Proceed to thrice.
Proceed to thrice.
We need to go that route, Tim.
I don't know what would be more dangerous, going out at night. I have not gone out at night. I have not experienced any of the issues people have spoken of, but also during the day when people are out and about, it's hard to say.
Is it dark yet, or is it still evening?
It's getting dark, yeah. It's about, sun's going
perhaps
down.
We should all drink some milk, and then
all
go
right.
out.
I chug my bowl of milk, and I say, tally-ho!
Can you please describe to us how you... A cat. Chug.
All right.
That's acceptable.
But yes, look, and if you do find something, I might be able to help you discern what it is, decipher things. I wasn't always an innkeeper.
I would like to know if he's being...
Is your name Ezra Denny? Do you have a Denny's special?
I have a Grand Slam.
Grand Slam?
That's what I'm calling it.
Does he have a... can we, like, roll some sort of...
You can roll insight.
To see if he's lying.
What exactly are you... Oh, if he's lying to
when
you?
When he says, I can help, is he, like... Sound like he's got any ulterior motives?
I think he's dropping
motives.
A hint. If we find something, we can bring it back
I
to
I know,
him.
But if he's the bad guy and he's like, bring me the horrible... Yeah. Ritual thing.
I obviously
and then he's
have
like, oh, cast ritual.
No, so.
And he's also got
true,
very
ginger.
That's true.
Suspicious hair.
I guess I never played this.
Son of a monkey butler. I have terrible rolls. It's like I'm me. Let's see.
He seems like he's
insight,
on the
light. Like, right. I rolled a six.
He's. It's hard to. It's hard to read him either way, other than just at face value from what he's been talking.
Ask him, what's your angle there, buddy?
Well, I would like to not die in the night, like...
It seems like fair reason.
The screaming folk, though honestly we haven't heard any... We haven't found any bodies, we don't know if anybody's dying. We just know people disappear, and they scream, and...
So here's the plan. We go sneak into the mayor's estate, we find the vault, we pick the lock, we find all of the missing people. We're heroes, they love us, they sing songs in our honor. Any questions?
Look, we've burned the daylight from all this chatter. Let us be gone.
I agree with the cat.
Be gone, long one. Be ooh, gone.
Ooh, you hear that lightning? Ooh.
All right, so you guys hear that lightning. You see a flash outside the window from the lightning. Drandy Savage and Tim, I would like you both to roll, let's see. What am I thinking? All right, roll a wisdom saving throw.
No, four.
Got a seven plus two, I've got a nine.
Where's my wisdom? Plus one, so I got a five. Hell yeah.
Oh, you both failed. Way to go.
All right, well, that flash of lightning, as the light fades, suddenly you're seeing that other place again. Strange sky. Huge structures, geometric shapes, noises. And then you are, so Drandy, then you are in a different place.
It's like you drank the soy sauce.
Yeah. You're in a room. You're looking around. This looks kind of... This one looks somewhat normal. You know, door, windows, a chair, you know, a desk. It's almost familiar.
To a dragonborn?
Yeah. And then it's not. And then suddenly it fades away. Tim.
Yeah.
You see the same thing, same vision. And then as it fades out, the two of you realize there's actually some kind of... Now you're looking at each other again, and there's a sense of familiarity between the two of you.
I think I'll remember you.
It's not like it comes back and suddenly you have all this history and you remember, but you do get this sense that you know each other and that you have known each other.
I relayed to the gentleman what we saw.
Went back to that upside down, boys.
Okay, so we leave the inn and we sneak to the mayor's estate.
Has a tramp is that what you guys have decided?
Yeah, I'm gone.
I was in.
You guys are just waiting until like sundown. That's it, and then
it's sundown. It's dark.
Yeah,
right now
it's dark. Yeah.
We're gone.
So we're gone.
We're gone.
Okay.
All right. Yes. So we leave out the back door. Shennifer, is there a back door?
Yes, there is.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Less conspicuous, and then we stealth our way to the wall.
All right. So he leads you guys around to the back, past the counter. He lifts up the thing. He's like, all right, come this way. Past a bunch of kegs, barrels, into a back room where there's like kind of a kitchen. And he's like, also rooms upstairs, just that staircase, go up when you want to crash for the night. It's probably not exactly correct fantasy vernacular, but oh well. So he opens up the back door, he peeks around. You know, his is kind of it's a bit of a fenced off area where he, you know, throws trash and or stores trash, you know, extra firewood, things like that. So there's a way out. You don't see anybody around. It is dark. There's not a lot of lights. Yeah, it's the back of the inn. You look up two stories, see windows, probably to some of the other rooms. There's like a, you know, like a storm cellar thing off to the side. And did you want to, and other buildings close by. So if you wanted to, you possibly could climb and leap from rooftop to rooftop.
If I can, then yes.
That seems like that would be really loud for the people in the hills.
Your mom's loud.
How do you know? How do you know?
Oh, I know.
That was really inappropriate, and my mother is a delightful
ghoul. All right, look, you okay, so just head this way. I would recommend you go quickly.
Okay, we go quickly.
So I start running.
The town watch has still tried to be out to a degree to patrol, hopefully find whatever is going on, but not
Follow
in,
my
in
lead,
great
yes.
force.
We stealth to the mayor's compound.
Yeah, so my goal is to be the lookout from up high and make sure that they don't get caught.
Okay, cool. All right, make... Climbing is athletics, so make an athletics check to climb up upon le building.
I'll go upon the rooftops as well.
Oh yeah.
No.
You just have like a climbing speed, don't you, as a cat?
Maybe.
I would check that, because if you have a climbing speed, you can just climb.
I do have pretty good athletics as well.
So the rain is coming down pretty good now, as you guys are moving through. It's dark overhead because of the clouds. You see the slight red glow from the moon.
I only rolled a 2, by the way.
Ooh,
yeah. Plus 2 for athletics. I got 4.
Push the roll.
Yeah.
All right. So it is quite slick and slippery as you attempt to scale upon the roof.
I've got a climbing speed of 30.
Okay, so you can just kind of climb.
I had that too.
Of 30 feet, that is.
Yeah.
You don't need to spend extra movement to climb.
So yeah, you can climb up on a roof pretty easily. Tim, on the other hand...
Falls prone.
Yeah. Slips down, falls prone. In the mud. Little.
Maybe we should let the cat...
Okay, and as you guys step out and you're starting to, you know, move around the fence, look around... Glenn.
Yes.
I would like you to roll a perception check with advantage.
Oh, great. I love advantage. Let's see. My perception blows.
Do I have to take damage or anything?
Balls. I got an 11.
An 11? Okay. So, as part of your ghoul abilities, you have Grave Nose.
Yes.
You're not sure where it is coming from or what it is, but you do get like a hint or a smell of rot, death, decaying.
I smell rot, death, and decaying.
Excuse me.
Can I do my divine sense again?
Yes, you can.
All right, just go for it.
Okay. All right, so you guys are moving through. Are you doing it right now, or are you doing it as you're moving?
As we're moving.
Okay.
Because if he just told everybody that he smells dead things, Mikey. Dead things.
Smell dead things.
Okay.
I want to sense undead.
Okay, cool.
Dead things.
Are you guys stealthing, by the way, through town?
Yes, we're definitely.
Okay, I need everybody to roll a stealth check then.
Damn it.
With advantage?
Yes. No, not with advantage.
Time to stealth.
Yes, 15 plus 1 or plus
3. Yes.
I got 11.
I got 22.
Plus one. 18. Woohoo! 19.
So I got 16. 13 plus a 7, but I also have that X, EX.
That's what gives you the plus 7. Normally it would be a plus 5.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
So I got
expertise.
20.
Okay, jeez.
16.
For Mathon.
Stealthy as hell.
I got 11.
Okay.
I got 22.
All right. You guys are pretty dang stealthy. Okay, so as you're moving through, you guys are like running from house to house, you know, stopping, peeking around corners. You're not seeing anybody. You are being very stealthy, all of you, even surprisingly the heavily armored guys here. They're like, ching, 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 and then they stop and like pull up on their chainmail.
And
then it's just...
And apparently they're also saying as they go.
Okay, as you come to kind of like a T intersection, at one point there is a
signs. There's signs?
No, you're just like at an alleyway.
I pity the fool at this intersection.
And ahead of you is where you're heading towards the manor. Ooh, it turns off to the right. And then there's a like another little alleyway to your left that goes maybe like 8 feet, and then there's like a door to a house right there. No lights anywhere that you see.
I climb up the T intersection.
As you're it's a T intersection in these alleyways.
Yeah, so I climb above the T intersection.
Why?
So I can keep going towards the manor.
So, no, you can keep moving towards the manor. I'm just saying, you reach this spot, and you use your divine sense.
Oh, yes.
So, as you're moving through, it's within 60 feet. Ahead of you, and to the path to your right, you sense something over there.
Is it undead?
Does it smell dead?
You're not really sure. I know you're supposed... I know the... What that is supposed to tell you, but it's not. It's almost like it's undead, and it's almost like it's a fiend, but it's not either. It's like it's almost something in between.
Can I cast Detect Magic on it?
You don't know. He's the one who just sensed it with his paladin.
Hey, powers. Brother, I just
so sensed you
something.
Sense one ahead of you, straight ahead down this one, and to your right.
So there's two.
All right, I think I go up the walls.
And as you are also here sensing, you start to feel behind you also. And this is within 60 feet, by the way. You can't see anything. You haven't seen anything. It's just dark. There's nothing that you can see.
Yeah, I go
up. But you can feel it.
I'm going up.
You're going to climb?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to make a climb check. Athletics, yeah.
What about Ghoulie Boy? Are you going to warn him?
It's all of you guys. You guys are all together.
Why are you climbing, you?
I'm up on the roof.
Oh, yeah, so you're up on the roof watching these guys down below.
I told him, like, hey, guys.
I can see in the dark, though, like, as it's dim light. Do I see anything?
Cat Sith, what do your cat eyes see?
Roll a perception check.
Yeah, I've got dark vision as well.
Ugh. 7 plus 0, so 7. Man.
Yeah, you don't see anything. You can roll a perception check as well. But, I mean, none of the rest of you guys know what's going on.
All right, hey, guys, I recommend we get on these roofs now. There's something down this way, and that way. It's either a fiend or undead. I can't really sense it, but it's there, brothers.
So that's to the... It's starting to close in on you from each one of the alleyways.
I'm going up.
There's a door to your left that goes into, like, the... It's like the back door of a house that's leading over into
this
alleyway.
Let's go into this house.
There's roofs. The cat is already up on the roof above you guys.
He is too, isn't he?
No, he didn't make it.
I don't know how to climb.
So what do you guys want to do?
Let's climb in the back of this house.
There I go.
Why are you climbing?
19 plus 5.
Okay, yeah, you can climb. So, Drandy Savage, like, he tells you guys that there's something coming, and he starts climbing.
I try to go in the back door of that house.
Okay, you reach over, you grab the back door, it's locked.
Can I pick the lock?
Oh.
You can certainly try.
I got some thieves' tools.
All right, he's gonna pick the lock.
Okay.
I'm gonna ninja panda up onto the roof as well.
Roll an athletics check.
22.
Okay, you also just ninja panda right up on the roof.
And I reach down and say, climb up, and I try to give them a hand.
Okay, well, he's picking the lock. So Tim kind of pushes you out of the way, and he pulls some tools out of his pocket. You got expertise on that. You have proficiency. You'd use your dex. I would do add a plus seven. I'd let you go plus seven on that.
All right, 19, so 26.
Oh, yeah.
Give me your dice.
I breathe on it and it
opens.
Yeah,
basically, he jumps down and like you barely even see his hands just move, and he's like, bam, and then the stuff's like whatever he used is already gone, and the door just pops open. So you guys see,
welcome, stranger.
Tallahassee Tim and Dom Glencard step into this house as the three of you guys are looking down at him, and you see them step inside. And so,
okay, I scoot back from the edge and okay. Look out into the dark.
All right.
Are the windows anything that we can peer out of?
So not in this section of the house. So you move in, you shut the door, and. It's dark in here. Do you guys have dark vision?
I do.
You have dark vision. Okay.
I have a sneak attack that I might want to use.
Right. You don't have dark vision. Roll a perception check, both of you.
Okay.
Just a regular, or do I get a bonus die?
I got 17 plus
perception.
4.
Perception. My perception 21. Blows.
You're going to need to roll with disadvantage because you can't see very well.
Yeah, whatever. Make it up afterwards.
I got a 7.
A 7?
All right, I got a 5 plus 4, so I got 9.
Okay, you don't hear anything in the house. You don't really see anything.
What does my ghoul nose smell?
You can roll a perception check with advantage.
For my ghoul nose?
Yeah.
I got 14.
14. Okay, you don't really smell anything in here. It doesn't smell... I mean, it smells dank and...
Like memes?
Yeah, like there's some sweet memes in there. Looking around, you don't see anything in there. The only thing that seems odd out of the ordinary, I mean, this place looks like it's been kind of abandoned. But the door is locked. The windows that you were seeing are also locked, but they're locked from like they're all locked from the inside. It just looks really dusty. Like there hasn't really been anybody in here for a while. And there's ash on the floor, like all over the floor.
Can we go up the stairs?
There's no stairs. It's just a...
Just a one yeah. room? Or
yeah,
a one.
Kind of a little shack.
Is there any way to keep the door just slightly ajar so I can look outside and sneak attack if something comes
yeah,
by?
Yeah, you can do that.
Well, there's windows. You can look out.
He said there's no windows in this area.
He said, well, they were locked.
Not to the back alley that you just came out from.
Right.
So he's going to look out the back door, and I'm going to watch his back.
Okay. Yeah, you can open the door and look out.
All right, it's just a crack.
Can we do the cartoon thing where, like, his
like head
is
on top of your other head?
Yeah,
peeking out the door? You absolutely can do
all
that.
All right. I look outside.
I won't even make you roll to do that.
Beautiful.
Okay, so you creak the door back open, and your head goes low, and the ghoul goes high on top of yours, which is unfortunate because he's really hairy, and that's, like, wet, and so it's dripping down on your head, on your beautiful, lustrous black hair.
Yeah, but it's a waterproof cloak that I'm wearing, so yeah. It just rolls off.
Mm-hmm. And your beautiful
like water off a goose's butt.
Black mustache with curls. I don't know. I just threw that in there. You're looking out on the alleyway, and it is dimly illuminated, again with a red sheen from the red moon that Donovan decided on.
Was that your birthday present?
Trandy Savage, at your service.
You don't see anything. Out this back door. You pull your sword, your rapier from its sheath.
You know that's right.
Can I cast fairy fire into like one of the areas where we thought the thing was?
What's the
range?
Do you have to have a target for fairy fire?
I don't know.
So are you guys just on top? Are you looking down? What's
yeah,
up?
I'm looking down.
So this is what it says. It says each object in a 20-foot cube within range is outlined in blue, green, or violet light, your choice. Any creature in the area where the spell is cast is also outlined in light. If it fails a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, what's your spell save DC? It's
going to
be on your... Did you write that down from when you made your character?
No, I don't.
It's
going to
be 8 plus proficiency plus your spell casting modifier, which is... Charisma, right?
Yes.
So it's going to be 13 is what it's going to be. So on your spell sheet,
yeah.
There's going to be a spell save DC top right. So write 13. Okay. Are you casting fairy fire?
Yeah, towards the... So it's in the T intersection, right? Whichever one is towards the mayor's mansion.
Well, you guys are peeking out the door.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so it's a 20-foot cube out from you.
Yes.
So it's going to just go out. Yeah. You might hit about to the intersection.
All right. Sounds great to me.
All right. Okay. And your spell save DC is 13?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to you, anyway.
Okay. And it's everything in a 20-foot cube?
That's what it says. Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Great thinking, Gwen.
All right. So, all right. So you guys you're looking down over the edge. So
yeah.
You see the door creak back open. And you see these heads. You see Tim's head pop out first. Again, a little spike of familiarity as you look down at Tim. And then Glenn's head pops out on top of him. And you're looking out. You don't see anything. Nobody sees anything. It's still just the alleyways are completely empty. Rain overhead. Barely any moonlight from the red moon that has been obscured by these rain clouds. And Tim is squinting his eyes because he can't see in the dark. He's trying to pick out something. He believes what his friend and somebody has said to him, that there was something coming. And then suddenly you hear a little melodic chant from above you, from the beautiful voice of Glenn Gulia.
I love you, vacuum cleaner dummy.
And you feel this weird, almost like pulse, go out in the out through the night. And then suddenly, right in front of you, what color is your fairy fire, by the way?
Definitely violet.
So this amorphous shape, it's not humanoid, it's almost like a fluid purple outline just glows right in front of you. Just shimmers to life right in front of you.
Right in front of the door?
Yeah. And so, Tim, you suddenly feel this cold start to come over you.
Glenn, I'm cold.
What's your AC?
Armor clash.
I don't know what that means.
Glenn.
Armor clash.
14.
Yeah. Glenn, I'm cold. It's 14?
Yes.
Okay. So, also, along with this shimmering, fluid, purple, glowing shape that just appeared in front of you, back at the intersection, you see another one appear. As this strange, melodic pulse goes out from Glenn. Mark off your spell slot, by the way.
Do I just make it, like, a check?
Yeah, just make a check. You have two spell slots, right?
Yeah.
Two level one spell slots. Okay, so you see another one right at the intersection. Come into shape, just a shimmery, glowing, like violet fluid in the air as it's shimmering towards you. And then up above you, moving up towards Drandy Savage, another one just moving through the air, shimmering up towards Drandy Savage. As you have one pool that's now reaching out like this weird tendril directly towards Tim as it goes to swipe at you, but just as it gets close, you feel this cold sensation and you draw back away from it, and it doesn't quite make contact with your skin. There's another one behind it at the intersection that starts moving towards you. There's one moving up towards you, and you guys all see this now because they all glow into this light. How long does that spell last, by the way?
60 seconds. It says concentration, so as long as I'm concentrating on it, it can last 60 seconds.
That was a cool spell, Glenn.
You also gain advantage against them.
Yeah. Okay, let's roll initiative.
This is Major Baker's Cat. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. If you like what you heard, please leave us a 5-star review and check us out on patreon.com/thearkhamfiles. Also, check out our website, www.arkhamrpg.com. Thank you. Ta-ta. No felines were injured in the recording of this episode.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.